Narrative frameworks. 6. Self, selfishness, and selflessness. When we know what is the self, is it good to have self established? Sure, we want to move beyond false self, transcend and deepen into real self. But is selfishness and selflessness really as straightforward as we think? Selfishness bad, selflessness good. Surely, when coming deeper into the reality of who we are not leaving the self, but discovering the self, perhaps for the first time. And so if selfishness is to be established in the true self, rather than, as we think of it by convention, to be lost in a limited, self-interested state. If selfishness really understood the self, celebrated the self, dwelled in the self, and if we could do the same, the real self, not the false self. If we could dwell and celebrate the real essence rather than some limited, boxed up, false nexus of borrowed beliefs. If we could be with the real self, then we see that being with that self is not undesirable at all. It's to be with the nature of life. And you have to serve yourself to serve others. You have to love yourself before you have any love to give. You have to know yourself before you can impart any knowledge which is not just regurgitated book fact. And sure, serving yourself can go two ways. It can be serving a limited, imagined projection of who we are, or it can be serving the deeper essence of who we are. And that deeper essence is the field that each individual taps into. And so where's the difference there? Where does selfishness end when we know that true depth of self? And maybe we wouldn't call it selfishness. Maybe we'd just call it being established in the self. And then serving yourself might be serving others. It would be serving others, as it contributes towards the health of the whole. And if we understand the whole, helping ourselves is helping others, and helping others is helping ourselves, beyond any conventional selfishness. But perhaps we can slightly change the usage of the term, being established in some kind of universal selfishness, but not at the expense of any other part, because that universal selfishness is not about parts, it's about the whole. Otherwise it wouldn't be universal. Selfishness and selflessness, it is not a binary opposition. When we're stuck in parts rather than that universal whole. Many people helping others are just trying to find a way to avoid sorting their own stuff out, sorting themselves out, being established on their own journey of development, kind of displacing themselves from that into somebody else's line of progress. And so when we don't deal with our own self, we go out into other selves. And maybe that's what I'm doing here, projecting all these teachings out because they are difficult to imbibe within. You see, there is a tendency to escape the self, the true nature of self, for an experience of something else, when the only liberation is to come back to the true nature of self within.